All right. Well, hello and happy Monday. And I think I remembered to turn my sound on this time. Tell me you can hear me loud and clear. Last week I got started and forgot to. I think that's probably a common thing these days with, Zoom calls and virtual calls and all that. And do you have meetings with Zoom or whatever software that you have to use for? And how many times can you count where they said your mic's not on? Or you're muted. Unmute yourself. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. And as always, I am your host, David Burrows. Happy Monday, everyone. Great to have you here. I was doing some thinking over the weekend just about, you know, where we are and what's going on and all that sort of stuff. And it has been an interesting year. I mean, obviously, the topic of conversation, C word, the nasty C word, comes up every day, I'm sure, right? We're still in gray here in Sarnia Lambton, wherever you're watching from. Tell us in the comments, say hello and let us know where you're watching from. So we're still in gray here. Here's my prediction. I don't think we're going to be coming out of gray too quickly. I'm just saying. We seem to be one of the most affected cities in the province. Anyway. So just keep wearing the mask. You hear it every day. Keep wearing the mask. Follow the guidelines. You should know it all by now, right? No ranting this week. I know last week I had a little bit of a rant. I think it was positive. I just it's a little frustrating. I get messages all the time. People ask me, what do you think of this? What about that? And I don't know. So what have you been up to? What did you do over the weekend? Things are different, obviously, because of COVID, to do things over the weekend. But are you still getting outside? Are you still getting some exercise? Exercise is important. Mental health is important. And I see pictures. My friend Ryan, he walks every day, and he's always taking pictures of his walks down under the Blue Water Bridge and the parks and wherever he goes. And I just think it's really neat. Maybe we should start a group. What would we call the group for people to, like, there's You Gotta Love Sarnia, and we've got Sarnia supporting Sarnia and surrounding businesses, which is a great community group, and so is You Gotta Love Sarnia. Maybe should I create a group like Picture Walks? What would I call that? Let me know in the comments what you think about that, and tell me what you've been up to. How is everybody? I know there's some people watching out there. We're always broadcasting on our Facebook hubs with our friends throughout Canada, the United States, and Australia, United Kingdom. Hello, Stephen Healy, if you're out there. Stephen Healy and I used to do, if you don't know Stephen Healy, we met several years ago online, and we did a live show every Monday at noon for a longest time, and had to call that quits. They both just got busy with stuff. He is just super. You think I'm busy? This guy live streams a show every single day. I don't go live every day. Hello, Carl Freeman out there, as always, saying happy Monday to us. And appreciate you joining here today, all the way from Oshawa. So a little bit more sad news that the Western Ontario Outlaws Lawn Tractor Racing. Yes, Lawn Tractor Racing is a thing. It was out in Petrolia. And we were live streaming for 3 years anyways. And unfortunately, they're just having to make some changes, not necessarily just because of COVID, but you're going to be making some changes. So I'll keep you updated on that. Lawn Tractor Racing was very exciting. We were thrilled to get out there and live stream it every other Sunday throughout the season. And they let myself and my son Jason race against each other and our friends from Preferred Towing, Gary and Colin. So we'll maybe have to come up with a new kind of challenge. Carl, what do you think? Would there be a new kind of challenge? Tow truck drag racing, maybe. I don't know. There's probably something not safe about that. I don't know. But welcome to the show, everybody. Great to have you here. And I hope you are just keeping safe out there. Get out, get some exercise, do some walking as whatever. Jennifer and I started doing some more walking. She, for those of you who know, we had a motorcycle accident last year and she broke her leg and took her a long road of recovery, but she did get back on the motorcycle a couple of weeks ago. She was back on and we've been for a couple of rides, so that's good. But to keep our strength up and to help with her strength, we've been out walking. And one of the things about walking, especially around in your neighborhood, if you've never really done it before, you walk around, you go, oh, I didn't know that was there. I didn't know that street was there or whatever. So we're seeing things that we drive by all the time, right? And then when you slow down a little bit and go for a walk, you just notice a little more, right? Got to pay attention to what's going on around us out there. It's sad, is it? Oh, and you're on holidays, are you, Carl? Well, that's good. Well, and speaking of holidays, of course, the Easter long weekend coming up here, whether you celebrate it or not. I guess it's a short week for many. And we're going to talk about, I'm not a cook. I don't know if you guys have noticed or seen a few videos. We've been doing some videos with Call the Chef here in Sarnia, and they've got a real special meal kit coming up here shortly. But first, let's go out and talk about some more local things that are happening here. This might be, I don't know if I'm supposed to even say this word, the winter weather is snow joke. That's what it says there. We're talking about snow. How am I talking about snow? We thought that was over with. With the Adopt a Driveway program that was created in part by age-friendly Sarnia Lambton, along with some other community partners, the Adopt a Driveway tell-all, how this program came about, had some obstacles along the way, some of them obvious, some of them maybe not so obvious, also in partnership with the city of Sarnia. And we're putting on a webinar. They're putting on a webinar tomorrow. It's a winter weather, a snow joke, but we are up to snow much good. Who creates this? Actually, it was our friend Amy. She's the age-friendly Sarnia coordinator. And we're having, if you're watching this live on Monday, there's a webinar tomorrow, Tuesday, March 30th, from noon to 1 o'clock, to find out about this Adopt a Driveway. Folks that volunteered their time to help other folks who couldn't maybe shovel their sidewalks in their driveway when we do have the snow. It's an important program to many folks in our community, and we're going to be introducing the community partners, some of the volunteers, and some of the homeowners that were able to use the Adopt a Driveway program. So, and it's absolutely free to check out. So there will be a link in the description after the show today if you want to click on that. Or you can just go to Eventbrite and search for Adopt a Driveway Tell-All and get signed up for that free. Once again, it's just 1 hour, and it's going to be some really good information. The Adopt a Driveway, I'm part of the age-friendly Sarnia Lambton committees as well, so I'm pretty proud to see this coming to light. And we'll be talking about more of the programs that are going to be available to folks in our community probably up on next week's show as well. So once again, the Adopt a Driveway tell-all webinar happening tomorrow. I'm having trouble talking today. Am I talking too fast, Carl? Jesse, I wondered where you were, buddy. You hadn't popped up there and said anything about gas prices. Jesse's our human gas buddy, if you will. You're off today. Normally, he'd be working at the Petro-Canada over there at London and Finch. Thanks, Jesse, for popping in and saying hello. Saw preferred towing about Call the Chef. Yes. Well, let's talk about that. Call the Chef, one of our partners here as well. And like I said, we would do a couple of videos of me cooking these meal kits. I do not cook. I burn water, okay? So my wife, Jennifer Moons, was a little nervous when Call the Chef gave me the challenge to make one of their meal kits. And we did it on New Year's Eve, it started, and then we did a Valentine's. And then we just recently did one for St. Patrick's Day. And Call the Chef, also going along with the festive seasons, has got their Easter weekend Big Kid Bunny Bundle. Now check this out. And I had to learn these words. This was one of the first big words I had to learn when I started cooking these local meal kits. Prosciutto. I had to Google that word. Prosciutto, pear, and brie flatbread with chai infused. Maple glaze appetizer. Slow roasted spring ham. Portobello scallop potatoes. I'm getting hungry. Heirloom maple butter carrots. Honey citrus marinated asparagus. Love asparagus. And butternut squash and sausage stuffing. Toasted butter. Well, and you get... Here's the bonus. You get a bottle of wine with this. It serves two people. It's $89.99. If you haven't heard of Call the Chef, check them out online at callthechef.ca. They are a local meal kit. And when I say local, fabulous, local, and fresh. They're created local by Chef Vanessa, who is local, and she uses local suppliers for the meat, for the dairy, everything that goes in these meat kits, including the bag that they come in, printed local, everything. So not only are you supporting a local business, Call the Chef, you're supporting other local businesses. What a great idea. And yes, Carl did mention that Preferred Towing showed some pictures of their Call the Chef. So what happened there was Call the Chef actually donated some meal kits to some of the young folks at Ohana Landing, the Youth Transitional Housing Facility here in Sarnia Lambton. And then normally Preferred Towing would have their Healthy Friday with their staff, and Tammy would go in and cook. And instead, she purchased a whole bunch of the Call the Chef meal kits for their staff to take home and cook. So you can see that on Preferred Towing's website as well. You'll see the staff as they've cooked things and taken pictures and put it up there. So I was talking to Chef Vanessa earlier, and she said there's only 15 of these left. So if you don't know what to do for Easter weekend, get your order in for the Easter weekend Big Kid Bunny Bundle with Call the Chef. And I have the privilege of talking to Chef Vanessa regularly, and she's got quite a sense of humor as well. And she's just so passionate about her meal kits, and she's also passionate about giving back into the community as well. So thanks, Chef Vanessa, for your donation into Ohana Landing. Well, I'm really excited as well. If you haven't heard that, I am now an Amazon influencer. This became official last week for me. What does this mean? Well, this means you can still shop local, but if you shop local online and you do have to go to Amazon, which I think most of us have to at some point, you'll still be supporting local. You'll be supporting me and my live streaming efforts. I will be able to go live on Amazon, on the Amazon page. I have my own Amazon store now as well. And whenever you shop through my link on Amazon, you will be supporting me. So shop online and still support local. And I appreciate any of your support here that keeps me going around. There's my website on the screen as well. If you go to my website, you'll also see some great deals on my website as well. What am I going to be talking about? Tech stuff. I've got some cool gadgets going to be talking about. This will be coming up next week. I'll be doing my first Amazon Live. Live streaming tools, stuff like this, microphones, webcams. How do you do all that stuff, right? We'll be talking about some of the software you can use. And I am an avid reader of good books. I'll be talking about some cool books, some positive books, healthy, wealthy, and inspiring. Speaking of which, I finally got this copy from my friend Domingos. I call him Dom. I've known him for like 25 years. Dom Fernandez, in his book, My Journey with MS, has finally come in for me, and I've been reading that. Thank you, Dom, for that. And that's one of the books that I'll be talking about there as well. So go check it out, dealswithdavid.live. And once again, shopping online, now you'll also be supporting local. I'm going to check the comments one more time before I go to my first guest. And oh, Cameron, how are you? Professor Burroughs, you can just call me David. I'm not your professor anymore, but I appreciate the respect, my friend. Hope you're doing well. All right. Well, hockey. How do we talk about hockey? Boy, we've been missing hockey around here, haven't we? Especially the OHL and specifically the Sarnia Sting. But the Sarnia Sting are going to be doing something about that. And joining us from the Sarnia Sting is General Manager Dylan Sika. Thanks for being here, Dylan.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me, buddy.
You're welcome. Before we get talking about what we're going to hear, I just want to go back a little bit. You started with the Sting last year, right? 2020?
Well, I've actually been a scout with the Sting for 6 years. So this will be my seventh in total. So I, you know, started as an area scout, worked my way into director of scouting and director of player personnel. And
yeah.
And now the general manager in a COVID year, which has been.
That's I guess that's what I meant, that you started as the GM last year.
Yeah.
How's that going?
it's been fantastic, David. I'm glad that you asked. You know, honestly, it has been a lot of fun. I mean, I love the job. And I'm passionate to be, you know, in my role and excited to help the Sting and the community. But it's been a challenge. I would be lying to you if I said otherwise.
Yeah. Well, I think it's been challenged for a lot of different reasons. You know, Coach Jake Burry was on here a few weeks ago, and but talking about that challenging. But at the same time, would you agree that although it's been challenging, it's really forced us into a corner to become a little more creative than maybe we normally were?
Oh, 100%. We, you know, the ability to use virtual platforms like the one that we're on right now and all the others that are out there. I mean, we've been absolutely creative. And with that's I'm sure where we're going here next is, you know, we've had a long reflection in our organization and what are some things that we could be doing differently. And that's been the benefit of COVID, is the opportunity and the time to reflect. You know, we're excited with where we're at with some mission statements and core values, and that leads into, you know, kind of the new initiatives that are happening in the last couple of days to the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, and one of the things I know that's been important to the Sarnia Sting is the connection to the fans and the community here that supports the Sarnia Sting. And I guess we're talking about the Sarnia Sting Hockey Academy is contributing to that, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're excited with it. And it's a new initiative to a degree. And part of it is we wanted to make that connection to the community, like you said. And it's just looking at ways to be a little more grassroots, you know, whether that be female hockey, whether that be, you know, house league hockey, Lambton AAA, you know, either way, we just want to be more a part of, you know, the planning process, the support process. And we have been over the years. I mean, I'm not saying that it hasn't happened, but I know there's been some cracks. And so our goal with the academy is to start to fill some of those cracks. And, you know, tonight, actually, we're kicking off, you know, a web series, a webinar series with Carolyn Prevost, which is really exciting. And it's just a step in that direction to, you know, bring people to the community. You know, once COVID ends, we can hopefully do it face to face. But it's just, you know, we've got the platform where we have opportunities to meet people and bring them in, and let's expose them to parents, players, coaches, and hope that it helps everyone, you know, fall in love with the game a little more, be a little more intelligent with it. And if that's the least that we can do, then great.
Yeah, well, great that you mentioned Carolyn Prevost in there. Wow, what an amazing choice to be a part of the, like, yeah, you can't even finish saying that statement and everybody says, yeah, right. I've talked to Carolyn, gotten to know her a little bit and interviewed her a few times, and she's just bringing so much energy to this. And she's a part of the academy tonight, right?
She is. So we're kicking off this webinar series with Carolyn. She's, well, the newly appointed women's hockey ambassador for our organization. And then she's clearly a champion in that regard. You know, phenomenal experiences. She's now training to be part of the PWPHA Toronto team. You know, we love her connection to the community. You know, she played, you know, hockey in Sarnia. But just a real resilient person that, I mean, as an organization, we'll learn from her. And this is part of the job that we've asked her to partner with us, is we don't want to assume anything. And it's not just specifically for females and women's hockey. It's just her knowledge in general. And we'll tap into it. You know, obviously she's a CrossFit champion, and that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Excellent that her roles in that and how passionate she is with that. So we'll hope we'll learn more on that end. But if it's everything, to be honest, she's such a positive person, a great influence. We're looking forward to introducing her to, you know, kids in our community, coaches, people, and we'll learn from her as much as hopefully she learns from us.
Yeah, well, she definitely, couldn't agree with you more. She's bringing a lot to the table for the academy, for the Sarnia Sting. And I can hear her when she was asked, probably going through the roof and saying, oh, yes, I need to do this. Because she, you know, I've ran into her dad a few times at Sting games in the past, and they're big supporters as well. So it's just an all around a fit for her to be a part. The academy that we're talking about here, and this is free, by the way, folks, there's still time to register. You can go to sarniasting.com to get more information on that. But one of the things when I saw this announcement that I really liked about it is there was an emphasis on this is for all levels of interest in hockey. And that really opened up the doors to everybody, I guess, who has an interest. That seemed like that was a specific point that mattered to putting this academy on.
Yes, 100%. You know, from grassroots, I mean, this is one of the initiatives that Carolyn had mentioned to us that she would like to be part of. So, you know, new to hockey, how can we inspire, you know, boys, girls, anyone that's never played the sport? How can we make it affordable? How can we introduce them to the sport? So the academy hopefully will tap into those types and the others too, the passionate, you know, boys and girls that are playing at the highest level as well. We want to be able to educate them. And so what it'll look like really is you know, your summer hockey camps throughout the summer. But then the academy side is bringing in these coach webinar series and maybe connecting our players and our staff, you know, with the staff members and the coaches in the community. You know, it's just infancy stages. Jake is very good about saying, you know, we have to walk before we run. So we're still walking. They're baby steps right now, but it's one task at a time. And the webinar series kicks it off for the next four Mondays, 6 o'clock. The registration kind of goes every Tuesday to Wednesday. We'll release the new guest. We've got another one set for for next Monday. We're pretty excited about him. And we'll get to a point where it becomes interwoven in everything that we do. But it's our opportunity to connect back with the fans and the people in the area.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I've signed up for this myself, you know, as being a part of the media team with Jake there and everything. I thought, well, this will give me a little more insight on how things work and a little kind of behind the scenes, I guess, as part of it. And parents, this is good for the parents of hockey players to get involved. And I think, you know, I know the Sarnia Sting always, you know, the billet parents and parents involved in general, but I think the parents are sometimes forgotten in all of this. You know, it's really without the parents, and you talk about the cost and the money. What kind of topics are we going to talk about here? So coaching, but can you be a little more specific on what people can expect?
So for the most part, it'll be just people's experiences with the sport. So, and it'll allow a player's perspective. So, you know, as a player, you know, Carolyn's perspective, I know, what are some lessons that she's learned along the journey? And as a coach, you know, what are some things that she's seen? She's played the highest level and is continuing to play. So what maybe experiences has she seen? What advice can she give, you know, selection of teams, you know, how to motivate, you know, dealing with situations maybe that come up that are not always as positive. So she can give advice that way. And then as the parent, you know, how do you support the young athlete? You're not just financially, right? Like, you know, there's a lot of things that examples that she'll have. And each week, it's looking at all three, that parent, the player, the coach, and all of our guest speakers will kind of tap into all of those angles to support them in every way. Mm-hmm. You know, our head associate coach in Brad Staubitz will join us in one of the weeks, you know, just talking about player development and how players become elite in their sport. Yeah, and for the most part, that's really how it's going to work. We're excited for it, definitely.
Well, the coaching side of things too, Dylan, is, the challenges that come with that, besides tying up the skates, so to speak, and everything else, the mental health side of this, you know, is a big part of hockey. And, you know, we've talked about Face Off for Mental Health here before on the show, and I know the Sting support that. Well, is that part of the discussion in this as well?
To a degree, yes. I mean, next week, our hope is to have a discussion on inclusion and diversity, and, you know, and mental health will creep in a little bit tonight and in all three of them. But you're right. You make your point as the coach, you know, the days where you're right, you just laced your skates up and threw a puck out or two and you know, you had a real good selection of drills and you made it a fun place to be. That it's still that. But I do believe you're right. The coach plays a major role and, you know, and the education piece. So really that's kind of our angle in the next 4 weeks is how can we help educate everyone? You know, and like we're hoping next week is a diversity inclusion and, you know, and even having Carolyn's perspective, right, in the female, the women's game, it's another angle that we want to help really drive the initiative, right? How can women's hockey become as respected or as popular as the men's game? And I know that's a big challenge in 2020, 2021, but that's, yeah, we're excited to partner with her and with that, but it's all education. There is a lot of pressure on coaches, and hopefully they'll join in the next three, four weeks and maybe learn a thing or two or pass it along to another coach. That's our idea. Right? Every coach, it's funny, you're constantly stealing from another one. I mean, that's the reality, right? Whether it be drills or ideas or, hey, that's an awesome idea. So that's our thought. Let's just, you know, collectively sit and discuss and what can we learn from each other.
Yeah, well, I know the Sarnia Sting's been working really hard to bring these to the forefront, and I let's shift gears just a little bit. I know there's probably only so much you can tell me, but are we close? Like, are you feeling a tone of voice or anything from the government, et cetera? People watching want to know this.
Yeah, return to play is that's a question I get asked.
Sorry, probably you didn't bring your crystal ball, right?
No, but I get asked it 10 times a day, David, so I have a very calculated response.
All right.
You know what? It is close. I mean, everything that's in the news that we hear and read is the same dialogue that is shared with us, so it's positive. You know, the government and our league and David Branch, you know, we trust the process. So we're getting very close. I would love to say that I have internal knowledge that things are happening quicker than it seems, but I don't. We have been optimistic all the way through. That's the truth.
Yeah.
But I 100% feel like we're just on the cusp of getting some, you know, some great news, which for our players, you know, everyone's had to deal with some adversity throughout COVID. And I mean, I know that these are teenage boys who have huge dreams, and their dreams are no more important than anyone else's across the world. And but they've been really resilient and really excited to be able to give them that opportunity to play. And let's hope it comes pretty quick, but I'm pretty positive.
Okay, I'll accept that answer. Well, and you know, like, and I appreciate you sharing that, because I figured you probably do get that asked a lot. But I like, though, how you put out there, like, we don't know any more than what the government's putting out there. There's no top secret conversations going on here. No. Just staying the OHL would love to be back right now. I do have a feeling, and I think Jake Bury's just been teasing me a little bit, that when we do come back, there might be a big celebration going on.
Oh, you know it. I've already planned how I'll communicate it to the players, and I don't want to give away, but I've got a pretty good way that I want to, not just a text message of, hey, guys, good news. I've got a way that I want to tell them. I think it'll be pretty exciting. I mean, they and you know, we meet basically biweekly on a Zoom call, all the players, and you know, they are to a person. They're on time. They're ready. They've done every little challenge we've asked them to do. So they will be really excited. Our billet families will be excited. Fans will be excited. All of us. It has been a year like no other, but we're excited to hopefully it comes soon, David. And this feels like the week. Let's just say that.
All right. Ooh, was that? Oh, don't do that to me. If anything, one more final question. I bet you, it's not really a question, more asking for a comment. I bet you never really thought that the Memorial Cup would be played on a video game.
No, we haven't ruled it out. If you notice, they haven't canceled the Memorial Cup yet. And, you know, playoffs is still a conversation piece in all the inner dialogues that we have. So I whether it gets to that point, I'm not sure. Yeah. But I can tell you, David, we're really happy with the group that we have. I'm going to segue this for you. I'm really happy with the group that we have. I feel like, you know, once we get back and playing and our young core guys get their legs underneath them into this league and they get comfortable, we're going to be a team that's going to push, you know, whether it's right away or if it's in the next year or two. But we love our, you know, we love our goaltending. We've got some real stable defensemen, some young electric skilled forwards that are going to really push this league. So we're excited to get going.
Fantastic. Dylan Sika, thank you so much for your time here and all your efforts and the team of the Sarnia Sting. We're looking forward to getting back at it as soon as possible. But in the meantime, everybody, it's the Sarnia Sting Hockey Academy. Still time to get registered for that tonight. Dylan, hopefully I'll be able to shake your hand in person soon.
Yeah, I'd love that too, David. Have a great day. Thanks for having me. Anytime.
Dylan Sika, general manager of the Sarnia Sting, joining us. Get a little bit of insight there on what's coming, maybe, right? You know, but the important thing we were talking about here, and really exciting as well, is Carolyn Prevost is a part of the Sarnia Sting Hockey Academy. It starts tonight and then the next several Mondays. Still time to register. Just go to sarniasting.com. I'm going to be on there tonight and imagine what I'm going to learn about hockey and coaching, etc. And you can be a part of it too. And as Dylan mentioned, this is for all levels of hockey, the coaches, the players, the parents, and get online, go out. We're going to be posting this again after the show. Remember all of this for your information to get a part of the Sarnia Sting Hockey Academy. Thanks again, Dylan. I'm having trouble talking today. What's the problem? Are you ready for me, Mark? Because I might need you to do all the talking.
I am.
Here we go.
How are you doing, Dave?
Oh, Mark Moran. I'm doing really good, buddy. I have good weeks and bad with the talking. It's good to have you here, Mark. You know, you and I have known each other for several years in different circles, multiple circles, I guess you could say, for us. But today we've got you here. We want to talk about the man, the music, I want to say the legend, but the publisher as well.
We'll stop short there.
Yeah, you've had you've been a musician, for those that don't know, Mark Moran, a local musician and a part of Painkiller Jane, which I guess is probably, you've got to be missing that, man.
We haven't played since February 29th, Leap Day of 2020. That was our last gig. And in all this time, we've gotten together to practice one time. Yeah. Due to, like, you know, the quarantine and just playing it safe. And It is crazy. Yeah. All this downtime to learn stuff, and we've practiced once. Strange.
Right. Well, but in the meantime, though, of course, the quarantine sessions everybody knows about all over the world, actually. Seen you in there, but you did something for a little while. I know you've paused it right now, but Take Out Tuesday Tunes. How did this come about for you to do this?
Scott Maneri, you're familiar with. He started doing it on Saturday nights, and I know a lot of songs. I'm kind of like a campfire guitar player. And saw him doing it, and I thought, well, he gave me between that and the quarantine sessions, kind of gave me the nerve to say, okay, let's do this. And I was nervous the first time. It's a really strange thing. Much like you're in a studio instead of interviewing people in person.
Yeah.
It's odd. An adjustment. You're playing to a room with maybe your wife, maybe your kids, and sometimes just the air, reading people's comments as they come on the screen.
Yeah.
But it was a really, really rewarding experience. So did a bunch of shows on Tuesday nights last spring, encouraging people to, you know, use the excuse to order takeout dinner and enjoy some music. And the shows seemed to get longer and longer to the point they were 2.5, 3 hours long.
You were trying to keep up with Scott Maneri because he played for like 12 hours.
That's a hard job to do. When it got warmer in the spring, I was able to have a couple of my Painkiller Jane guests with me, Jamie Dufour and Pete Michelli and Heather Wellington.
Yeah.
And then summer came and fall came and, you know, stopped doing it. Then after Christmas, when the lockdown came again, then started doing it again for a few weeks. But I also published magazines, as you know, and started getting too busy. And as much as it's just 3 hours on a Tuesday night, there's a lot more time that goes into it for me and for Scott and Joan Spalding. You know, Wyoming's been doing it every day for a year.
That's crazy. Yeah. Well, and there is a lot of effort to, same thing, like here in the show, like my Mondays, don't call me Monday morning. I'm busy getting ready for the show and there's preparation, I think sometimes people forget that there is a lot of practice that goes on with it, I had to adjust too with this whole, like when I teach online, for example, it's really quiet. You know, I miss students talking, whispering behind my back when I wasn't looking, you know, like there was no room noise to that. Right. That had to be difficult as a musician who normally would feed off an audience.
It's different. It was a good learning experience though, because I could play it just with my guitar and sing and using my iPhone on Facebook Live. That's how you do it. Just set up the iPhone and press a couple buttons and you're good to go. So I could do it just with my guitar. But I started doing it with a PA system more often than not to be able to add vocal effects a little bit and to get a good sound and to really try to do the absolute best. And there was a lot of practice time. That's the most guitar I've played in the last decade. I played last year easily.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people learned to press the go live button, but there was a little more to it when you wanted to get the good sound and everything, right?
And if you don't press the right buttons, you'll look left-handed. Yes. Saying, I didn't know you played guitar left-handed.
Yeah, or maybe you're sideways because you tried to tilt the phone after you went live.
Oh, yeah.
I get messages all the time. I understand. Moving forward, though, let's talk a little bit more about your publications. You know, Day Tripping was the first one for you. We're going to talk about Day Tripping, and then we'll get into Welcome to the Club. But were you nervous when COVID hit? Like, because people still had to read, but they weren't day tripping.
It was a shock to the system like everybody else, for sure.
Yeah.
And the one thing I noticed right away and picked up on right away, David, was that every single instance is different. So I've got probably like 500 customers, and I realized that every one of them was going to be in a different boat.
Yeah.
When their year started, you know, as an example, the Ontario Small Business Grant was geared to April over April. Well, for an average business, that might be fine, but think of something like a golf course or Duke d'Orleans. They may do absolutely zero business in April, whatever year it is. So we realized that right away. We were fine. We've been doing day tripping for 26 years. We knew we were going to make it through and tried to do our best to lead in the tourism industry, if you will. The hardest thing was, and still is right now, is that there are no events. And so we've had this long list of Southwestern Ontario events year after year after year, and there are none. Mm-hmm. There's a townwide garage sale in Petrolia last Friday, Saturday in April that is scheduled right now. That's one of the only events I know of. And in our May, June issue last year, there were 113 of them.
Wow.
So I feel the worst for theater actors. Like, imagine Victoria Playhouse Petrolia, where it's not just the time in the summer doing it. They have to rehearse for this. That means right. They need to be together.
Yeah.
We're fine. And the interesting thing is we're starting to work on this year now, or we're into working on this year. And I was nervous. I didn't know what to expect this year coming up. And I am pleasantly shocked, if you will, that all of our customers are coming back the same as they did, as if nothing had happened. Some going larger and some people coming out of the woodwork wanting to advertise.
Wow.
And I didn't see that coming. And I've worked mostly so far in Windsor and Essex, which, like us, you know, has been seeing more red and black weeks.
Yeah.
But they're resilient. I guess they've made it this far and they know they're going to, they see that silver lining. They know they're going to make it. So I didn't expect that at all, but that's what I'm seeing out there.
I would imagine too, like, you know, 26 years, you said you've been doing the day trip, like, you've built a lot of relationships over that time as well. You'd like to think that the relationships had something to do with that as well.
Definitely. We have some customers that we've had for 26 years.
Yeah.
And we're certainly not going to let them down. I guess they're not going to let us down either. We're in this together. So that's a lot of it. And in sales of any kind, knowing the people is just a huge part of it. And
yeah,
you know, they can count on you, and you know, you can count on them. And it's been very rewarding from that standpoint too, to see that happen in that way.
Yeah. Let's talk about your newest magazine. This just started in January, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to the club. I'm not allowed to read this because, just so you know, I'm not 55 yet, Mark. So
you'll get there.
What brought this on? Why? Here we are. You got day tripping. It's been successful and a lot of support. And then COVID shows up. Why the heck would you want to start something new?
Ironically, it worked better, I think, because of COVID, as strange as that might sound. So this is the first issue, and it's a magazine for Sarnia Lambton geared to people 55 and over. I've wanted to do this for years because for 26 years, people have written into day tripping that are just regular people sending all these articles, and we have permission and the blessing to reprint almost all of them. And so, as you can imagine, we have a library of really good articles that we'd love to reuse and have no reason to. So I wanted to start a magazine like this for well over a decade. I have a sign on my wall here that says, Winston Churchill, never give up on something that you can't go a day without thinking about.
Great advice.
And I found that at the end of last year, two things. One was that I had all this extra time. Day tripping was leaner. It was easier. And so I had the time to do this. My staff had the time to do this. I had to, you know, keep my staff working. So this was a make work project of some sort. And the other thing is that my wife is a teacher and she retires next year. So if I was going to do it, this is my only chance to do it. I couldn't, as she retires next year.
She's got that honey-do list growing.
Well, and I couldn't say the week after she retires, oh, honey, I have a new project I'm working on.
Right.
So it was now or never. So it went over fabulously. I just finished the second issue, the April to June issue, literally like a half hour ago, Dave.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Just, good timing. Just sent it into the printer. Yes.
Yeah. All of this stuff, you know, and of course we could talk about COVID and how it affects, obviously, so many different ways, as you mentioned earlier, when we were talking, you know, talk about something like the Duke d'Orleans, you know, I don't think the government was thinking of them, right? You know, but would you say, and you heard me talking to Dylan Seeker there from Sarnia Sting, and one of the things he said a lot in there was resiliency, you know, are you seeing a lot of that in our community as well, and what you see in your world as far as the musician and the publisher?
It's hard from the musician standpoint because there's no gigs to do, essentially. Yeah. Yeah. So I hope people keep that in mind when there are gigs to be done to support local talent and live music. As far as everything else, I'm just so proud of surrounding Sarnia small businesses. You're aware of the Rodney James Medwood.
Facebook
page
project, and it's fantastic.
17,000 people supporting shopping local. That is what's made such a difference, an incredible difference this year. Not just here, but the whole philosophy. Everywhere I work, there are a lot of businesses that had their best year ever last year. A lot of them.
Right?
go figure. And that's what it is. It's people shopping local. It's people not taking off and spending all their paychecks in the States, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. They couldn't go on that European vacation, so they built a deck. So the guys that are building decks were busy as crazy as hell.
Yeah.
And they're spending money locally. And it's just the money just stays locally. And it works. And this was such a test of that. I'm so impressed with that. And that's resiliency. That's people taking care of one another.
I couldn't agree with you more. Well, to the point where they had to stop calling it supporting Sarnia businesses. They had to change the name to supporting Sarnia and surrounding businesses.
Yes. Yeah.
And a lot of me included, like I don't have any employees, but all of a sudden people realized that maybe there was a little more value in that live streaming thing that I've been doing for 10 years already. Right. You know, when I do these interviews, I ask a lot of the common questions, but one that comes up a lot is taking on something new, like you did with your new magazine, right? And a lot of people are learning new things or taking advantage of the time and going, you know, maybe that I call it someday. I don't call it the pandemic. Someday, you know, someday I'm going to learn that new thing. Someday showed up, right?
It did.
Besides the magazine, Mark, have you learned anything new?
The one thing I take away from this, I think more than anything, is you're talking about people learning new things in the quarantine sessions on Facebook, where you have people who never had the nerve to pick up a guitar and play it live in front of a camera and put themselves out there. And couldn't be more proud of everyone who did that. But what I saw that I thought was really interesting is that I got to know people that I never knew before without meeting them. And I got to know a lot about them by the way they handled this pandemic, the way they presented themselves in social media.
Right.
Whether they're encouraging or negative, but almost all were encouraging. And people I did know, I got to know them that much better.
Right.
Again, for the same reasons, the way they handled this and the way they presented themselves and the people they prove they are.
I agree. When that quarantine session started up, I saw people that I've known for probably 25 years. And I'm like, had no idea you played a guitar.
Me too.
Had no idea you sang anything. Right. Yeah. And you're right. It really was. Yeah. And it really was therapy for a lot of people. Got them out of that comfort zone, et cetera.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I don't have to tell you this, but music is a connector, right? It's a real connector.
It is, no doubt about it. And man, I can't wait till it's back.
Right on. Well, Mark, I appreciate you here today, and I do appreciate your magazines as well. Well, I'll have to get a copy of the Welcome to the Club. I guess I can break the rule and do that because I'm not 55 yet, right?
You can do that.
Well, I do appreciate you, and I've always appreciated your talents as a musician as well, and I appreciate you taking the time here. I always like to give my guests one last thought. Any last thought before I let you get back to your day?
Stay safe, people. We're Lambton County is third highest in Canada, and that does not reflect well on us.
Yeah, 100% agree. Right on. Good. Well said, my friend. Take care, Mark, and hopefully I can see you in person in the near future.
Thanks, Dave.
Mark Moran, from Painkiller Jane to musician, to publisher and writer and doing some great things. And once again, pick up your copy or go online, I guess is the best way. Daytripping.ca is where you can get it. And also their newest magazine. And he said the latest is out today, gone to the printer. Welcome to the club.ca as well. And let us know your thoughts. Maybe you want to write into Day Tripping or Welcome to the Club. You said that they're taking the, they got all kinds coming in. So maybe you could share your stories with them as well. Hopefully we can get back out into real day tripping really soon, right? But Mark did make a good point in there. Third highest in Canada, folks. Just saying. Thanks again, Mark. Do appreciate you being here. And of course, as always, I appreciate all of you being here. Thanks again to my guest, Mark Moran. And of course, earlier, general manager for the Sarnia Sting, Dylan Sika, was here earlier talking about their hockey academy that you still got time. It's 6 o'clock tonight is the first one. I'm going to be on there learning what I can about hockey and behind the scenes as well. So thanks again to all of our guests. Let's go back to the comments one more time just to say, oh, I missed it. PJ was out there. Hi, Dave. Hi, Mark. Yeah. Playing your song of Shopping Local. There you go. And thanks to all of you always for being here. And we do appreciate all of our supporters as well. Just before I go, yes, it is motorcycle season. I'm a rider. Jen's a rider. Lots of us are riders. So watch out for those motorcycles, drive aware and ride aware. And those of you who ride, drive aware and ride aware as well. It takes both sides to make it all work. And speaking of which, my friends from the 999th Legion for Child's Rights Sarnia chapter, and we support child rights, and we happen to ride motorcycles as well. We'll be doing an awareness ride coming up on April the 24th. It is open to the public. I'll have some more details coming out about that over the next few days, so keep an eye on the Facebook page for that. And as I mentioned earlier, my friend Dom, I finally got a copy in my hand of his book. Mentions me in there a couple of times as well, and I do appreciate that, Dom. And you can get that on Amazon. You can go to my website as well. It's over there. And proceeds from the book will be going to support the MS Society. And Dom, thanks very much. Dom's in the hospital right now, back in again. So sending our thoughts and our hugs to you, Dom. And, of course, I got to thank all my supporters. Couldn't do this show. It does cost to put it on, and I appreciate their ongoing support. And, as always, I appreciate all of you giving me your ongoing support here on the show. But as always, that's all the time I got for you this week. Have a great week and an even better weekend. I will see you next time right here on the show. Bye for now.